Your good name cannot be based on position. Having a good name is not based on position. It's not based on title. It's based on treating all humanity with integrity, with excellence, with whatever your values are. That's what having a good name is. A good name is not limited only to big titles. If you expect that you're only going to treat people better because they have a good title, because of who they are, or because they got a lot of money, it will affect you long term. A lot of times we don't think it's possible, but I'm telling you, I used to be one of those people who used to be like, oh man, I just met this person. Oh man, I can't believe that this person got this. This person got this. And the reality is, when you create a hierarchy of goodness in your mind when it comes to people, you think that you can code switch, but in reality, you should be able to show up authentically yourself. Now, there might have to be pieces of yourself that you might have to leave out because you don't want to overwhelm people. However, you having a good name should not be contingent on people's titles, because it will affect your life if you do that. What's going on today, everybody? I hope you guys are having a blessed day. We are live here with another episode, and today is going to be an amazing day. It is something that I was thinking about when I received a brand deal from the Chicago Bears. Shout out to Chicago Bears. This is not sponsored by them, but this story is about what happened around my brand deals that I've had with them, and it made me realize a concept that I feel like all of us should know. And today I'm really going to be talking about the power of name, right? The power of your name, why it's important for your name, for you to have a good name, no matter what you do. Because I know a lot of times in society, we feel like we can do whatever we want to do, be whoever we want to be, and do whatever we want to do, talk to people how we want to talk to people. But it's important that we always have a good name. And I'm going to use one of the stories of the Chicago Bears to talk about an example of how I had a good name. And then actually, you know what, on another episode, I will do an example of what happened when you tarnish your name. Because for some of us, right, I'm included, we have done things that we haven't always done things as perfect. And there will be times where you have to recover from a damaged name. So I want to use the passages to help create context around the conversation of a good name. There's a scripture in Proverbs 22:1 that says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I'm going to say it again. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. I pulled up another translation, and this is the one that really, really got me. A good name earned by honorable behavior, godly wisdom, moral courage, and personal integrity is more desirable than great riches, and favor is better than silver and gold. So what's interesting is when I looked at this passage, it showed me that there will eventually become a point in everybody's life, man or woman, boy or girl, where you will be faced with a good name or good riches and silver. I feel like sometimes we come to the point where we have to ask ourselves, will we compromise our name? Will we compromise what we stand for, who we are, for money? Now, it is possible to have a good name and to be wealthy. I am not saying that it's not possible, but what I am saying is there will become times in our lives where we are faced with doing something with integrity or doing something just for money. You know, the money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Having wealth is not an issue. Having money is not an issue. Having assets is not an issue. But when you have the love of money, that is the root of all evil. It kind of just reminded me, I was recently just watching Snowfall with my girlfriend, and man, if you haven't seen the last episode of the last season, it just showed me what happens when you're faced with loving money. And I feel like one of the root reasons why most people compromise their name is for money, is for opportunity, is for situations to get on. So when I think of that, I said, I want to talk about having a good name, because your good name is better to be chosen than riches. And think about that, right? Because when we think about riches and gold and silver and money and assets and all this land, it's better for me to have a name of with integrity rather than money. That's interesting. But one of the things the passage talks about is favor. And I never really looked up the definition of favor. And I want to show you all this, which is very interesting to me. It says approval, support, or liking for someone or something. So if it says loving favor rather than silver and gold, guess what that means? Excuse me. Guess what that means? If you have a good name creates favor. And that favor creates opportunities down the line. Why is that important? Because there might be situations where, because there's a time and a season for everything. And in our lives as men, in our lives, there will be times where everything won't always go good. But what they will ask is, did this person have a good name? Why? Because great names brings forth favor. There have been situations in my life where I may not have always had money. There was a situation in my life where there was hard times. Now, entrepreneurship is not easy. There were many times that was hard, but there would be the times where I would go places and people remember how well I treated them. People will remember how nice I was to them. People will remember how good I was to them when I needed them, when I made integral decisions, and they will turn around and use favor in that opportunity. That is important, because if you realize that your great name concedes favor, you will focus more on building great character than gift. I'm not saying you shouldn't build your gift, but what I have personally noticed is we used to focus in our society today, we focus more on building and fine-tuning our gift than fine-tuning our character. And when you think about character, it's important, because character gives you the opportunity to make the right decisions when your flesh, when your mind wants to be drawn to doing the wrong thing. I can honestly say, in every area where I made an imprudent decision, it is the areas where I've lacked character. Now, a good name doesn't mean perfection. A good name means integrity. I want to start with saying that, because a lot of people says, you know, I'm not perfect, so how am I always going to have a good name? A good name does not mean you're perfect. A good name means you have integrity. It means you have moral character. It means you stand for something. I heard something that really stuck out to me the other day. It said, it takes a real man to stand 10 toes down on his principles. When you have principles, you are willing to stand still and be grounded in those principles, even if it means sometimes losing opportunities, losing friends, losing things that you know you need. I remember there have been many times, I remember a company wanted to reach out to me. They reached out to me and they wanted to do some work. And I felt like something was off. The work that they wanted me to do was unethical. Now, mind you, I needed the money. I was an entrepreneur. I was trying to quit. No, at the time, I was trying to quit my job. I was trying to do it. And I was like, man, I really need to quit and I need this money. But I said no. And I'm going to be real with you. I questioned my no sometimes, because I started to see other people become successful and other people do these things while I was still hurting. But me saying no in the short term worked in my favor in the long term. So one thing that I realized is having a good name sometimes may appear that it's not working in your favor. However, In the long run, having a good name will do more for you than that wealth. I'm telling you, that is one thing that has helped me in entrepreneurship. So when I think about the power of a name, right, one of the things I like to think about is, how does a person's name impact their identity and reputation? It is important, right? You know, we always talk about making a first impression. And the reason it's important, because who you are, how you show up, will impact your reputation, people's idea of you, people's perception about you. Now, remember, a good name does not mean perfection. A good name means integrity. A good name means a person of values, and they stick to those values and principles. So your name impacts your identity and reputation, because let's just say my name is known for snaking people out or backstabbing people, right? Imagine if I backstab 30 different people, and then I end up going to an interview or going to a brand deal, or I go to, that's a better example. Imagine every time I get a brand deal, I don't execute. I show up late. The work is not easy to work with, all of those things. Guess what ended up happening? You start to develop a reputation. And what happens is, I have a reputation of not showing up. I have a reputation of not executing. I have a reputation of not having great character. I have a reputation of not being able to execute. And then what ends up happening is, my reputation has created an identity, and that identity has created a perception, and that perception is now what other people see. Perceptions is what other people see, and that perception can attach yourself to the identity. And now, because that has become your identity, sometimes people may say, well, I don't want to work with you because I don't want to put myself in that predicament. Because people want to know that you show up. People want to know that you execute. People want to know that you do more. People want to know that no matter what, you are operating in their best interest. But what happens when you decide to only operate in your own best interest? And I'm not talking about loving yourself. I'm talking about a selfishness best interest. That has become a part of your reputation and your identity. So now it has impacted your name. And when your name is impacted through your identity, what I have personally found out is, you can miss opportunities. You know, so it's important that you have a good reputation, because it creates good impact. You know, there are many benefits of having a good reputation. One of the benefits that I found out is that when your name is spoken to other people, they speak highly of you. So one of the benefits of having a good name is that people speak well and highly of you. Here's a real example. I was at the Bears Fest. And this is my second year I had going. So I already had worked with the Bears. I have did a few activations with them, and the activations went well. I made sure that I showed up on time. I made sure that I sent the videos on time. I made sure if there were small adjustments needed to be made, I made those adjustments. I didn't have an attitude when I did it. I did it gracefully. I did it in a loving kindness manner. So what happened was, the next following year, there was somebody else that I had to work with, right? And I want to tell you what this person said to me. They said, hey, I talked to such and such, because I don't want to mention their name. I talked to such and such, and their words to me is, Jeremy is going to be the easiest influencer to work on this project because he's amazing. He does great work. He's easy to work with. And I walked away from that conversation saying, my business has done such a great job. I have done such a great job with executing that it has created a standard of being easy to work with. And that made me proud, because that made me realize that my name that has been called, my name that has been rung into the ears of other people in the organization, is, he's easy to work with. He's easy to get along with. It's easy for him to execute. He's going to do things with no problem. And that matters. So it is there's many benefits of having a good reputation, because when you have a good reputation, it allows your name to be spoken to other people, which can create opportunities for you. And I don't see, sometimes we feel like, you know, I can act this way professionally, but it won't affect me personally. And it does. Because I'm going to tell you what happened. I remember like a year later after that, I was out with my girlfriend. We was on a date. And I remember one of the Bears executives. I didn't know who they was, but they knew who I was. And they say, hey, you're Jeremy from Black People Eat. You did those videos for us. I want to say thank you. You did such a great job. Very energetic. Very great. And now it's showing me that the name that I had with people rung up to more people. Your good name cannot be based on position. Having a good name is not based on position. It's not based on title. It's based on treating all humanity with integrity, with excellence, with whatever your values are. That's what having a good name is. A good name is not limited only to big titles. If you expect that you're only going to treat people better because they have a good title, because of who they are, or because they got a lot of money, it will affect you long term. A lot of times we don't think it's possible, but I'm telling you, I used to be one of those people who used to be like, oh man, I just met this person. Oh man, I can't believe that this person got this. This person got this. And the reality is, when you create a hierarchy of goodness in your mind, when it comes to people, you think that you can code switch, but in reality, you should be able to show up authentically yourself. Now, there might have to be pieces of yourself that you might have to leave out, because you don't want to overwhelm people. However, you having a good name should not be contingent on people's titles, because it will affect your life if you do that. And that's an important thing, right? So when I think of my life, when I think of examples of history, the first person that I seen have a good name to me was my father. My father's a pastor. My father is a man of integrity. He's a leader at his job. And I've always seen my father operate in integrity. Growing up in church, I've seen him be on time. So he would be the first person at church. I've seen him trust, respect people. I've seen him always use a good name. I've seen him always operate in good character. He was the first person that I would say to me had a good name. When people would call about his name, they will always say he was a man of integrity. He was always a man of kindness. He was always a man of understanding. He was always a man who's loving. He was always a man who was able to help other people out. You know, sometimes before he may help himself, he may help out other people. And what I learned from his experience is always have a good name with people, no matter who it is. His goodness, his execution of a great name was not based on titles. He always treated everybody fairly, with love and kind and respect. And that's one of the things that I learned from my father that I can say. He always had a good name. So he's one of the figures, one of the very few figures that I can actually say I learned from his experiences. Now, as I started to do more and get more in corporate, I started to learn more people, mentorship, all that. But I'm talking about the first line of defense for me that have a good name was my father. And I think that's important, because when you're looking to build a good representation, you must have good examples around you. It's very hard to build a good name when you haven't seen people have a good name, right? When you look at experiences and environments, your experiences come from your environment. And if you're looking to have a great name, if you're looking to be something great, you must have people that's around you that shows and exemplifies that greatness. Because if not, what ends up happening is your view is based on who you learned from. So if I would have seen my father not operate in integrity, you know, cheat on my mom, if I would have seen him do all of that, then that's what I would have emulated. right? But because he was the first line of defense for me, what I end up taking in from my dad is always have a good name. Always treat people with respect. Always be kind. Always be loving. Always be honorable, no matter who it is. Always do it. Now, you know, one of the things I like to think about is like, what are some practical steps, right, that men can take to build a strong reputation, right? Because it's not always easy. It's not always easy. It is not always easy because what is it? The Maslow hierarchy of needs. One thing that I learned in college, and that when your needs, your basic needs are met, it's hard to think with integrity. And I know it's not easy to think about. It's not easy to always operate in. We all go through things in life, and there will be points in our life where we're faced with a crucial decision, walk in integrity or get the gold, riches and silver, have a good name or get the riches. There will always be times where we walk in integrity. So some practical steps that I took to build a strong reputation that I feel like man can take to build a strong reputation is environment. Get around people who you see operating in integrity. Get around them and then emulate what they do, their actions, and have vulnerable conversations with them when they don't. What happens when you make the decision? How does it impact it for you to you? There have been times when I've made decisions of integrity that has impacted me. I'm talking about decisions where I went home and say, did I really make the right decision? I made it, but I'm suffering. I made it, but I have lack now. I end up finding out in the long run there was the right decisions. But making a good decision in the moment sometimes doesn't always feel good. So when you're talking about taking practical steps to build a strong reputation, it starts by environment. I personally believe that your environment is the key to helping you build a better reputation for your life. The second thing I would say is write down your values. Every man must have a list of values, at least 10 values. I want to say no more than 10. No more than 10, no less than 5. And then you must have core values, because your values are the framework to help you say, how am I going to operate and be a great person on this earth? Where there is no values, where there is no values, there is no character. You must operate in values when it comes to building a good name, right? Because what I found out is that is a common mistake that men make that can damage their reputation. They don't have a list of values. I've done it. I was a great person. I treat people kind. I treat people loving. But because I didn't have a list of values, I remember one time there was a boundary and a line that I had crossed. And if I would have knew what it meant to have values in that moment, that situation never would have happened. And one thing that one of my friends told me is every decision has a consequence. Every decision has a consequence, no matter how you try to frame it, no matter how you try to put it. And you have to be able to live with that consequence. And the danger that mistakes that I have made is not having values, understanding what those values mean, and then communicating those values. Because if you don't do that, you don't avoid the pitfalls. I've hit many pitfalls in my life. I'm going to be honest with you. I remember, you know, I lost one of my closest friends because of a boundary being crossed. You know, and it's easy to make that mistake. Very easy. So when you looking at life and you looking at how can I avoid pitfalls from a damaged reputation? I truly will say get some values, values that are rooted in God to hold you to a higher standard, because these values don't make you perfect. They just make you integrity. Because remember, having a good name is not about being perfect. Having a good name is about being a man of integrity. Having a good name is about being a man of good character. It's not about perfection. It's about character. And that's important because it becomes hard. Okay. And one of the things that I also was able to write down when I was thinking about this, you know, is how do we deal with a damaged reputation? And I believe this is something that maybe we need to dig deeper in a whole episode. But as men, if we have made mistakes or experiences that have damaged our reputation, what I truly believe should be done, there should be a healing process. If you've done something where if you've damaged your reputation and you've damaged your character and you feel like in that moment, I have done something wrong, own up to what you did. Own up to it. And then the process to rebuilding is getting to the root of why you allowed that to happen. When a violation was crossed for me, one thing that I realized was, one thing that I had is I did not have the value set up. That was one. Two, what was I doing that allowed the line to be crossed that caused me to be in a predicament, in a pitfall? Okay. And then three, what I had to do was there had to be a separation process, right? To me, separation doesn't mean I don't love you. Separation means I need some time away to heal, to get rid of the ground stuff that's in me, pluck out the roots of frustration that caused me to get into the environment that I was in so I can be the best version of myself. I truly believe until you learn how to rebuild trust and credibility within yourself, it will be very difficult to do that with others. I know a lot of times we don't talk about how to repair and rebuild broken character, but when it comes to that, we must be able to start with ourselves, because you can't extend love to other people. You can't extend trust to other people if you don't have trust for yourself. You can't extend grace for other people if you don't have grace for yourself. And these are things that I had to learn in my healing process. When you make a mistake and it damages your character, do not continue to live life on like that didn't just not happen. You must be able to identify that I was wrong in a situation, we were wrong in a situation, and I need some time to be healed from this. If there's one thing that I've learned by messing up my name, is I continue to live and move life like business as usual, like it didn't happen. And now it came to a point like a year later where I had to break off from the situation. But that breaking off from the situation that naturally happened was something happened when I made the decision to have a bad reputation and a bad name. And once you do that, you can rebuild trust. So the last thing I want to mention is, you know, what is something that men can do right now to start building a better reputation for themselves? And the best thing that I can say is identify what's something that you lust after. And when I say lust after, I'm talking about what is a struggle for you. Identify the struggles that can cause you to lust after, and then find somebody that you can be vulnerable with and share with, so you can use a shovel to pluck out the struggles that's causing you. Because if you got a seed of a struggle in you, what happens is over time that seed is germinated and it grows, and then it becomes harder to pluck out. So it's best to identify what the root cause was. For me, I recognized that my struggle was idolatry. Self-worship. I loved worshiping myself. I loved it. And what happened is I was able to find my mentor, because I got tested with times where I identified to be self-worship, where I identified to be self-struggle. And because of that, there were many times that I had to get knocked down to the ground of reality. So that's what I feel like people can do to build a better reputation. Identify the struggles, the things that's the strongholds that you have, and start to get the healing, the therapy, the deliverance you need so you can walk into a good name, so you can operate in favor that God has for you. I love you all. I see you all in the next episode. And I want you all to be able to identify these things. So I don't like just great information. Good information is good, but I want transformation. And transformation can only happen when you apply the information that you receive. So I want you to write down, what is something that can cause me to operate in a bad name? I want you to write that down, and I want you to find somebody that's going to help you get out of that, because that's the thing that can cause you to fall. Okay. I love you all, and I see you all in the next episode.